Welcome to Medium Wonders with Angelica Spark. I'm Angelica, and today we're discussing why you wake up at 3 a.m. every morning. Let's get into it.
So, 3 a.m., it has a reputation, hasn't it? If someone keeps waking at exactly that time, is something spiritual going on?
It can feel that way. The house is quiet, your defenses are down, and every thought sounds louder than it did at midday. But the hour itself isn't proof of a message. I'd start with the body.
Right, so stress, sleep cycles, that sort of thing.
Yes, among other things. People surface briefly between sleep cycles far more often than they remember. But add stress, a warm room, evening alcohol, late caffeine, grief, hormones, and that brief surfacing becomes a full awakening.
Okay, but here's the part people find uncanny. Not just waking, the same time, night after night. 3 o'clock, 3:15. Surely that regularity means something.
It means something, just not automatically, something paranormal. Bodies are remarkably regular. Same bedtime, same habits, same worry carried into bed, and the interruption tends to land at the same point in the night. The pattern is real. By itself, it's not a verdict.
So, where does that leave the spiritual side of it? Plenty of people won't want this simply explained away.
And they don't have to. Many traditions treat the hours before dawn as a thin time. Good for prayer, reflection, intuition. Sometimes you wake and a name is already there, or a feeling. That can deserve real attention. Hold it lightly. Attention is one thing, certainty is another.
And where's the line, in practice?
A good interpretation leaves you calmer and clearer the next day. A bad one leaves you frightened, or dependent, or convinced you're cursed, or chosen. And waking at 3 proves none of that. If it makes you panic, it's the wrong interpretation.
Say someone's awake right now, listening at 3 in the morning. What do they actually do?
Keep the room dim. No bright phone screen. A few slow breaths, longer on the exhale. Then check honestly. Hot, thirsty, uncomfortable, mind racing? If one thought keeps coming round, write down a single sentence, just enough that the mind can stop rehearsing it. Then back to sleep.
And if the moment still feels meaningful?
Then let it be meaningful, quietly. Say a short prayer you already trust, if that's yours, or simply ask yourself, what feels loud right now? That's enough. You don't need to search the internet at 3 in the morning or build a theory around one waking.
There's also a point where this stops being a symbolic question at all.
Yes, and I want to say this one plainly. If the waking comes with chest pain, breathing trouble, loud snoring, intense dread, frequent nightmares, or exhaustion that's wearing down your days, that's a matter for ordinary medical support, not interpretation. Mystery and common sense can coexist.
So, the short version, waking at 3 might mean something, just not necessarily what the clock says.
Exactly. Sometimes the body needs help. Sometimes the quiet makes an avoided feeling easier to hear. Quite often, both at once. Start with care, stay curious, and keep your own judgment.
This conversation was adapted from Why Do I Keep Waking Up at 3 a.m. on the Angelica Spark website. Angelica is an openly AI-created psychic persona, and both voices in this episode are synthetic.